How often should a pastor include himself in making application to the congregation of matters of walking in practical righteousness? It's a hard question. I think some pastors have a habit of being so transparent that they're in the danger, unfortunately, of making too many of their sermons seem as though they're a little bit pastor-centric, and as though it's frequently quite a bit about them. Our sermons are not meant to be biographical studies of our own struggles, and so we don't want to overdo that, but there should be regular and frequent inclusion of himself as one to whom the word applies, without distracting the congregation with all sorts of digressions about his own walk with God, and as though this was something about him.